This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least two people have been injured in a fresh wave of attacks in and around Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. It's the third night in a row. Ukraine's military says drones have bombarded the city, and emergency services are investigating falling debris and explosions in three districts. It comes after U.S. President Joe Biden and his Ukrainian counterpart are praising one another despite divisions over the war. We hear more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president wants Ukraine to win the war with Russia, but he also doesn't want World War III. So despite pleas from Vladimir Zelensky, he's not endorsing a clear path for Ukraine to join NATO. The tension over alliance membership was on display at NATO's summit in Lithuania, but in a meeting, the two presidents projected a united front, with President Biden promising the U.S. is doing all it can to get Zelensky what he needs.
I know you're many times frustrated about when things get to you quickly enough.
Zelensky thanked the American people for billions in military aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky defended the Biden administration's decision to provide Kyiv with cluster munitions, weapons which are banned by more than 120 countries around the world for their indiscriminate killing capability, saying it would help Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The White House decision has created discomfort among some NATO allies, many of whom are signatories to a call to ban the weapons. In a conversation on the sidelines of the NATO summit with U.S. President Joe Biden Wednesday, Zelensky thanked Biden for making the difficult political decision to send them.
This decision will help us to save us. So thank you so much for this help.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News.